This is Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson.
Hello, I'm Dr. Andrew Saul, Assistant Medical Director of your Pima County Health Department. Norovirus is one of the leading causes of gastroenteritis worldwide. Gastroenteritis is just the medical term for nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Noro is no ordinary stomach flu. Patients often have intense vomiting as one of the main symptoms, along with diarrhea. The degree of vomiting is rather dramatic, and it's a highly effective way to spread the illness. So here's what you need to know to help protect yourself and your family from norovirus. Norovirus is really common, and no one is immune. A recent study revealed that 90% of adults have antibodies. But like we saw with COVID, just having antibodies doesn't make you immune. Norovirus is highly contagious, and it only takes a few dozen viral particles on a countertop to infect somebody. It's spread mostly through what's called the fecal-oral route. And while that phrase may be unpleasant to think about, that is exactly why we want you to wash your hands really well after using the bathroom, especially food handlers and restaurant employees. If you're sick, please stay home. So why is it so hard to stop noro outbreaks? This virus is extremely stable in the environment. It resists freezing temperatures, and it's still contagious after being exposed to up to 140 degrees temperature. The protein shell of this virus resists chlorine that we use in our water supply. Pretty impressive for a virus. We want you to keep up the good job you're doing with hand sanitizers and masking if you have respiratory symptoms. Norovirus, however, is resistant to alcohol-based hand gels. If you or someone you're caring for has diarrhea and vomiting, you really need to step up your game. Good news, you don't need anything fancy. Wash your hands with soap and warm water, and a little gentle friction, and you rub your hands together. How long? At least 30 seconds. Sing the ABC song or Twinkle Twinkle Little Star if you prefer. In a gotta DeVita, well, that's 22 minutes long. Might be a bit too long for hand washing. So how do we treat a person with norovirus? Well, it's generally supportive, but keep an eye open for dehydration, especially among children under 5, adults over 65, and people with underlying health conditions. Take smaller, more frequent sips of fluids to stay hydrated. So how do I clean a contaminated environment? When cleaning a heavily contaminated area, wear gloves, a protective gown if you got one, and eye protection if possible. Contaminated surfaces should be disinfected with dilute bleach, 5 tablespoons of household bleach per gallon of water. So let's summarize what you really need to know about norovirus. This virus can become really bad, really fast. It's notoriously contagious, but with basic hand washing with soap and water, you can help reduce the spread of this virus in our community. We still want you to use alcohol hand gels. They're great at stopping all sorts of respiratory viruses. But when someone has vomiting and diarrhea, you need to up your game with soap and water hand washing as well. You can learn more by visiting cdc.gov and typing norovirus in the search bar. For other ways to help keep yourself and your family healthy, visit the Pima County Health Department's website at pima.gov/health. I'm Dr. Andrew Saul from the Pima County Health Department, and thank you for helping build a healthier community.
You have been listening to Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson, made possible by Vitalist Health Foundation to elevate community health narratives. Find out more on the program page at kxei.org.